Welcome. I'm Chaplain Phil Mihalik, senior Catholic priest here at Fort Sam Houston in Greater San Antonio, Texas. I'm glad that you're able to join with us as we continue our series called Faith in the Crosshairs. If you should have any questions or concerns that you would like addressed in future programs, you may email them to me at philip.a.mahalic@us.army.mil. This email address will also be on your screen at the end of this program. If you should have any personal issues that you would just like to address privately, send them to me and we'll keep them in a confidential fashion. In thinking about a topic for this week's program, naturally, I realize that deployments are hard. They're hard on families being apart for long periods of time. They are hard on single folks. They are hard on single families, single moms, single dads. Throughout the history of our country, deployments, so to speak, have always been difficult, extremely difficult. But there is always light at the end of the tunnel. I was reminded of a prescription for happiness that Jesus gives us in sacred scripture, and it comes from Matthew 5, 1 through 12. Let me share it with you, although I'm sure you're all familiar with it. When Jesus saw the crowd, he went up the mountain. And after he sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ." This particular gospel reading reminded me of a man and a true story of his life. A man by the name of Viktor Frankl, in his book Man's Search for Meaning, writes about his imprisonment with the Nazis in World War II. He was imprisoned because he was Jewish. His wife, his children, and his parents were all killed in the Holocaust. One day the Gestapo had taken away all of his clothing, and they cut away his wedding band from his finger. Later that night, he reflected on what had happened. He thought to himself, "You can take away my wife. You can take away my children. You can take away my parents. You can take away my clothing. And you can take away my freedom. But there is one thing that no one can take away from me, and that is my freedom to choose how I will respond to what happens to me in my life." Even under the most difficult of circumstances, happiness is a choice. which we can transform defeats into triumphs through, and yet so many people just sit. Too many people are content to just sit and wait and let things happen. They keep thinking that if they wait long enough and are just patient, things will go right for them. But the fact is, it never does. You see, you choose. You choose life. You choose love. You choose happiness. But that isn't anything new. Isn't it interesting to note that even 2,000 years ago, as we see in our sacred scripture reading today, Jesus was giving the prescription for happiness. Blessed are those, or as Luke would say it, happy are those, the Beatitudes. Oh, I know we've all heard them many times before. But the fact is, if we are really honest with ourselves, this will surprise you, we don't believe them. You know, the material things of this world are important, and don't let anyone tell you that they aren't. We simply can't get along without them. But money and fame don't really make anyone happy. There was a Hollywood actress a number of years ago, and she said, "I've been rich, and I've been poor." Without a doubt, rich is better. And while that may be true, the fact is, happiness has to come from within. How we see ourselves has to come from within us. There is an old expression which says that the truly happy person is the one who has not $1 million in the bank, but the one who has 1 million smiles within his or her heart. The main ingredient of a happy life is no secret. It's really very simple. Without it, we can exist, but we will never know what it is to really live. What is that secret? Here it is. The most fully alive person is the person most fully in love. That's it. And the wonderful part is that the more love we give away, the more we have to offer. We ought to let the living expression of God's kindness and love shine in our faces. Let it show in our eyes. Let it animate our smiles, and let it enhance our warmest greetings. And Jesus said, "Blessed are those who mourn." There was a college professor who had his sociology class go into the slums of Baltimore to get the case histories of 200 fifth grade boys. They were asked to write an evaluation of each boy's future. In every single case, the students wrote, "He hasn't got a chance." 25 years later, another sociology professor came across this earlier study, and he had his students follow up on the project to see what had happened to those boys. With the exception of 21 boys who had moved away or died, the students learned that 176 of the remaining 180 had achieved more than ordinary success as lawyers, doctors, and professionals of all kinds. The professor was astounded and decided to probe the matter further. Fortunately, all of the men were in the area, and he was able to ask each one, "How do you account for your unusual success?" And in each case, the reply came with feeling. There was this teacher. There was this teacher. The teacher was still alive, so he sought her out and asked the old but still alert lady what magic formula she had used to pull these boys out of the slums into successful achievements. The teacher's eyes sparkled, and her lips broke into a gentle smile. "It's really very simple," she said. "I love those boys. I loved those boys." I think we can all remember probably a teacher in our past, maybe a very special teacher, a teacher who made a difference in our lives. But you know, we are all really teachers. We are all teachers to each other, to our families, our friends, our children, to all we meet. It's only with and because of love that we will make a difference in this world and a difference in someone's life. And the teacher herself said, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted." There is a wonderful and true story about Moses Mendelssohn, the grandfather of the well-known German composer. He was far from being handsome. Along with a rather short stature, he had a grotesque hunchback. One day he visited a merchant in Hamburg who had a lovely daughter named Fran. Moses fell hopelessly in love with her, but Fran was repulsed by his misshaped body. When it came time for him to leave, Moses gathered his courage and climbed the stairs to her room to take one last opportunity to speak with her. She was a vision of heavenly beauty, but caused him deep sadness because she could not even look at him. After several attempts at conversation, Moses shyly asked, "Do you believe marriages are made in heaven?" "Yes," she answered, still looking at the floor. "Do you?" she asked. "Yes, I do," he replied. "You see, in heaven, at the birth of each boy, the Lord announces which girl he will marry." "When I was born, my future bride was pointed out to me. Then the Lord added, 'But your wife will be a humpback.'" Right then and there I called out, "Oh Lord, a humpbacked woman would be such a tragedy. Please, Lord, give me the hump and let her be beautiful." Then Fran looked into his eyes and was stirred as if by some deep memory. She reached out and gave Mendelssohn her hand and later became his devoted wife. Love of another is not found on the surface. There are cosmetics and clothing and jewelry to adorn the exterior of a person, but to be beautiful on the inside takes a special kind of light. It is the light of God that shines in and through a person and lights up the entire world. This is true love and is to be found only within. And Jesus said, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted." Now, if given a choice, we would all rather be in love than in mourning. But then again, we all want to be blessed, don't we? Why didn't Jesus just say, "Blessed are those who love," rather than "Blessed are those who mourn"? A little girl was asked one time what a saint was, and she said, It's someone who lets the light shine through. What do you mean? She was asked. And she said, all those saints in the stained glass windows of our church. A saint is one that lets the light shine through. When you come right down to it, the whole thing just doesn't make sense, does it? Jesus is talking to his apostles. But guess what? The apostles weren't poor. They weren't hungry. And they certainly weren't in mourning. Jesus was giving the message to them. What's that all about? When we stop and think about it, the apostles of Jesus were not men with the best of reputations. They were people who had made mistakes in their lives. They were people who had fallen. They were people who knew what it was not to have it all together. They were people who, in their weakness and need, allowed God to work through them and in them. So many times in sacred scripture, we are shown how God enters a life and changes it completely. So what does it mean to be blessed? It means absolutely nothing. That's right. It means absolutely nothing to be blessed unless in that situation we become a blessing to others. Mother Teresa was poor, and we would say that she was blessed, not because she was poor, but because in her poverty she became a blessing for many. A person mourns the death of a loved one. This person certainly isn't blessed in their loss. But it is an opportunity for this person to share their faith and belief in everlasting life with others. Thus, this person in mourning is blessed in that they become a blessing to others. If we are to say that we are blessed to have the things that we have, and it stops right there, then there is really no blessing at all. It's only when we ourselves use what we have and what we are for others that we are blessed to be a blessing for others. And so for today, our Beatitudes might be written like this. Blessed are you who don't have it all together. Blessed are you who have experienced failure. Blessed are you who find something missing in your life. Blessed are you who, whatever you are, wherever you are, with whatever you have become a blessing for others. What is a saint? A saint is a person who lets the light shine through. The light of Christ shines through us for the world to see. A saint is a person who is blessed to be a blessing for others. You know, some people think that All Saints' Day is November 1st of each year, and of course it is, but I have a flash for you. All Saints' Day is a movable feast day. It can and is our All Saints' Day. Anytime we want it to be, because we are all created to be blessed by being a blessing for others. Let me close with my usual poem or prayer, and it goes like this. Let us tonight look back across the span from dawn to darkness, and to our conscience say, because of a kind word or deed, the world and the church are better that we lived this day. God bless all of you, and God bless America.